Okay, let's shove off.
Joe said he'd be here. He'll be here.
Take it easy? How can I take it easy? It isn't every day that a movie company comes to Coral Key to shoot underwater pictures.
Well, I know that, Sandy.
And it isn't every day that maybe the best stuntman in the world's gonna take me with him to watch the shooting. I hope Joe didn't forget.
He didn't forget. He's got a lot of things to do before he starts shooting, that's all. He'll be here.
Hi, Joe. I'm ready.
Oh, there's no rush. There's plenty of time. Good morning, Mr. Ricks.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good. Where's Bud?
He's on a field trip with a scout group.
Well, that's why Flipper's so upset, huh?
That's right.
Yeah. They went inland and he couldn't go.
Joe, I want to thank you for taking Sandy out today.
Oh, glad to have him.
Okay. Stay out of trouble, will you, sport? Huh? I'll be in the South Channel on a dredging operation. I'll see you both later.
Take it easy.
Right. See you later, then. I think we ought to get going?
Now we have to wait till the equipment boat gets out into the bay and they hook up the underwater lighting system to the generator on the barge.
Well, can't we watch them do that?
Now, it'd be too risky till they check the circuits. There's a lot of high voltage in those cables. You know how water conducts electricity.
How do we know when they're ready for us to come out?
Well, they'll send up a flare. I got it arranged with the production man, Mr. Webston.
All right. Oh, thanks a lot for explaining the script to me. It'll be a swell picture. Hey, do you think I could be a stuntman someday?
Well, you got a pretty good start. You're a really good diver.
Take a look at this mask.
Joe, what's the matter? How do we know when they're ready for us to come out?
Oh, they'll send up a flare. I got it arranged with the production man, Mr. Webston.
All right. Oh, thanks a lot for explaining the script to me. It'll be a swell picture. Hey, do you think I could be a stuntman someday?
Well, you got a pretty good start. You're a really good diver.
Take a look at this mask.
Joe, what's the matter?
It's an old injury I got doing a stunt.
I better call a doctor.
No, no, it kicks up once in a great while. Nothing to do for it but rest.
Come on, I'll help you to the house. You can lie down for a while.
Look, I can make it alone, Sandy. Will you go out and tell Mr. Webson that I can't shoot my scene today? You'll find him out in the barge.
Sure, Joe.
Thanks.
Hear that, Flipper? I have to tell Mr. Webson that Joe can't go to work.
is, Flipper. I have to learn Joe's part if I'm going to double for him. Cut it out. I don't care what you think. Besides, Joe could lose his job if somebody doesn't pitch in for him.
Man, let me have your attention here for a minute. On the chart. Now, this is the scuba sphere position. We'll lower it as soon as the power cables are hooked up to the light. As soon as the light tests are completed, Joe Maddison will come down for his stunt. He'll swim in from his boat and plant the explosive. When he's finished, we'll shoot the rest of the scuba sphere scene. Then we'll do the submarine stuff. Okay? Any questions? Do a good job.
Thank you. Mr. Webson, the scuba sphere is on its way down.
All right, tell the generator man to give it full power.
Okay, Charlie, give her the gas.
Ready. Dave, let me have the flare pistol.
And there it is, Flipper. Keep your fingers crossed, they won't recognize me. Stop worrying. I'm not gonna chicken out now.
Joe, we're ready for you.
Well, that's it, Flipper. I'm on. Now you stay here. You're not in the script.
Down there. Very good. Okay, everybody out of the water. Let's set up for the next shot. Hello, Flipper. What's all the excitement? What is it? As if I'd know if you told me. Oh, I see. You're inviting me for a swim. I said, that's a lot of electric power you're fooling around with. Stop it, drop it. You bite through that insulation and you'll know what electricity is. Flipper, it's a time for work and a time for play. And now it's a time for work. Hi, Charlie. See what that crazy dolphin did to me? Say, why are the needles so high? We must have a break in the cable. Turn off the power.
What's the matter?
It's my back. It goes out once in a while. That feels a little better.
Well, that's good. Where's Sandy?
Oh, I went out to tell Mr. Webson I couldn't shoot my scene today.
Oh.
Should be back by now.
Well, he'll be back soon. He's probably with Flipper. It's almost lunchtime, and that appetite of his is better than any alarm clock I've ever seen. You hungry?
Yeah.
Why don't you stay and have lunch with us?
Oh, fine. Thanks. Good.
With Flipper. You still worried about Bud?
I don't know. But I'm worried about Sandy. I think we better take a look. What is it, Flipper?
Hey, my skiff's gone.
Well, Sandy's skiff's here. Hey, wait a minute. Isn't this your script?
Yeah, you don't think that crazy kid decided to double for me?
No, I don't think so, but I better take a look anyway.
Hey, I want to go with you.
No, you better stay.
I can make it.
Thank you. Sandy.
You all right?
Thanks, Dad. And thanks, Flipper.
Come on, let's go. Here we go.
Joe, I sure hope I didn't get you in any trouble with your boss, Mr. Webson.
No, you didn't. You're just lucky you didn't get yourself into more trouble.
Yeah, I sure goofed, huh?
You sure did. No, I know you're trying to do me a favor, and I appreciate that. But you took an awful lot on yourself.
Well, you know what they say, Sandy. Don't send a boy to do...
I know. Do a man's job.
Well, it could have happened to any of us. Besides, if you're going to be a professional diver, you'll have to handle yourself in many an emergency.
Well... at least Flipper kept his head, even if I didn't.